This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is our second hour of radio broadcast here tonight.
Unbelievable.
We wrap up, it's really the end of an era. We are wrapping up the final few hours of sports broadcasts with this current 1080 The Fan lineup. This is it.
You are correct.
It changes on Monday.
And we will never see Dirt and Sprague again.
So on Monday, beginning Monday, Dirt and Sprague are 6 to 9. Colin Cowherd, same slot, and then AJ and Dusty, AJ McCord from Coin 6 and Dusty Hera will team up to do a show from noon to 3 before us.
And when I said that we will never, I mean we, you and I, the rest of the people, they will still see and hear Sprague. It's just that the morning and the afternoon crews, our paths never cross.
So pretty exciting times here at The Fan, a little shakeup.
Yeah.
A little something new, and we've got the first full-time female sports radio voice in Portland.
Thank God this sausage party has finally been broken up.
AJ
it's
McCord.
It's about damn time. I've been trying to get them to replace you with a woman for years, and they won't do it.
No, they won't.
No.
Because they're sexist. Oh, wait, no, they're not.
What's
they just hired AJ.
What's our stock doing? Is this taking us to...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've got some bad news to report.
Damn it.
So the new Bitcoin Intercom?
Yeah.
ETM on the New York Stock Exchange?
Yeah.
It is down again today.
It's probably because we're having to pay the new massive salaries of everybody. I mean, new fame and fortune contracts for AJ and Dusty. And of course, Dirt and Sprague are probably getting new huge morning money. And this now our stock's tumbling.
Last couple days have not been kind to the new Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Pete's sakes.
It's just a couple of days, okay?
All right, we'll rebound.
Down to $4, trading at $4.47.
We'll rebound.
At a peak of $6.20. Mm. Up from less than a dollar late last year. So.
Hey, so we're just, you know, hey, Bitcoin has had some ups and downs.
Congratulations to all of you. That's right. It's very volatile.
Yes.
Congratulations to all of you who rode the roller coaster up with Intercom over the last several months. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah, $3 whole. I mean, just...
Well, hey, dude. I mean, when you go from less than a dollar to $6, you're making some money, bruh.
I did see that on one of, like, the stock snipers, one of those Jim Cramer type things or whatever. Like, I follow some of those guys on Twitter. Even though by the time I see the information, it's completely useless to me. I try to keep up on it. And it was, I would say, like a month ago... Believe it or not, Intercom was one of their hot picks.
Kramer likes Intercom.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'll be damned.
Hey, tell you what, of all the crappy-ass radio companies, Intercom's the best one.
That's
I can tell you that.
We're like king of the dip S's, man.
But, you know, we're moving into podcasts, and we're very innovative here. It's just that...
Yeah, because no one's podcasting, and I mean no one. Is there anyone that doesn't have a podcast? And I mean that. I truly believe... that every single adult has a podcast.
We didn't even try for a podcast, and we have one.
Yeah. There was no effort whatsoever in the podcast. And then they were like, here, podcast. I always thought it was just our show streaming, but now it's a podcast.
That's a crowded field.
Yes, it is.
The podcast world. But
something tells me eventually that dam is going to burst. Just saying.
Okay, well, anyway, a lot of good reasons to bet on Intercom. Buy Intercom stock. ETM, New York Stock Exchange. Okay, let's get that thing back up. Okay, ready?
Come on,
break.
I don't think you can say that because you hold so much stock, so that's...
I sold.
Rob's out.
Yeah, I sold at $5.50.
Juicy Papa.
I was like,
real juicy.
I was like, damn, man, they're finally back up to break even. I'm out. I was waiting for that day.
Yeah.
And it, the meteoric rise to mediocrity.
I understand.
It can.
Hey, we've been living in the mediocre territory for 2 decades now.
Where were we? Where were we, Jim?
We're in the middle of our podcast. That's where we were at. Smack dab right in the middle of it.
A provocative new sports movie is coming out, and it involves George Clooney.
Okay. I'm
trying to think, it's a docuseries.
Okay, so it's not like a...
Scandalous.
Okay, but it's not a not like a Rocky sort of thing.
No, and that's good because, I don't like... Generally speaking, not a huge fan of when Hollywood tackles a sports topic in terms of, just the sensationalism and...
Yeah.
It's just not...
Look, I love sports movies when done well.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the docuseries. Like, that makes more sense to me.
Sure. I understand.
But tell the story.
I'm just trying to... I was looking here at the last 10 years... Because I don't, you need to go all the way back. But
10 years of sports movies?
10 years of sports movies. And there's been some good ones. 42 was really good.
That was good.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Moneyball was pretty solid. Mm-hmm. They take some liberties with that because they have to. Foxcatcher, The Fighter was really good.
What's Foxcatcher?
That was the one about DuPont, the crazy dude that shot the American wrestler, the Schultz brothers.
Did not see that.
Very good. Ford versus Ferrari, if you want to call that. I mean, that's a racing movie. Number one, and that was great.
Is that Matt Damon?
That's Matt Damon and Christian Bale, and it's Shelby, the Ford and Le Mans, and that whole thing, and it's really, really good.
Okay. So George Clooney and Grant Heslov's Smokehouse Pictures will be producing a docuseries.
Wait a minute, can I get a corned beef and cabbage there later on as well?
About a decades-long abuse scandal in the athletic department at Ohio State.
Oh, this is
after university.
This is the Jim Jordan, the congressman who refuses to wear a jacket.
The series, which hasn't found an outlet yet, is based on an October 2020 Sports Illustrated story by John Wertheim, which detailed a long list of allegations against former Ohio State sports doctor Richard Strauss.
Yeah. So this one kind of gets shoved under the rug a little bit because we've had some high-profile ones at Michigan State and obviously with Penn State. And the Ohio State one really doesn't get talked a lot about.
I'm not sure why, but it was massive.
Yeah.
And I look forward to them shining a little light on this.
I think any time, and I mentioned the other day that the Athlete X is one on Netflix that if you like these docudramas, that's not even a docudrama. It's just a documentary on it. And that covers the Nasser one and the U.S. gymnastics. It's really, really good. And it is amazing how many times it's just rinse and repeat. We don't go into great details, but we've talked about it. That sports is the perfect breeding ground for this stuff. It just is. The culture behind it, the protect the program at all costs, the authority that kind of the top brass go on down, the helplessness of young athletes and not feeling they have a voice, it just breeds it. And I swear, every one of these scandals that you read about, you're like, how does this go on? And you're like, oh, it's the exact same as it here, 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 and here. It's just like there's a playbook for it, and it just plays out time and time and time again. And you would think by now, maybe we'd pull our heads out and realize that, I don't know, there's something more important than a stupid wrestling or gymnastics program.
You know, it's still going on.
Absolutely. I guarantee there's a place in America right now at the high school level or at the AAU level or, in college. I guarantee that there is one of these going on right now.
Now, Richard Strauss.
And by the way, real quick.
Committed suicide. He is dead. Yeah, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Every time one of these comes out, it is the other component to it that I always find so disturbing because it's always there, always, is the number of people that knew it was going on and did nothing about it.
Yeah, and that includes Representative Jim Jordan.
Yes.
Who was a wrestler at Ohio State, and apparently he knew about it and did nothing.
Yeah.
So the article from Wertheim follows a guy by the name of Mark Coleman, who is a UFC champion, apparently. Mm-hmm. And he was a former Ohio State wrestler who was sexually abused by this doctor. And steroids are part of it. It's just it's a whole thing. I know this made the headlines because Clooney has put his name behind it, but this is something that needs to get out there.
Yes,
because it's just not been. I mean, Wertheim, you know, you can't write a better article about it. Wertheim's great. It was in Sports Illustrated, and yet it just doesn't. I don't know what it is about Ohio State or something. It just doesn't get noticed. The Michigan State one, maybe the Michigan State one got noticed more because it was connected to U.S.
Gymnastics
and Larry Nassar. But, I mean, nobody could pick Richard Strauss out of a lineup. Larry Nassar's, you know.
Yeah, he's front page news.
That's right. His face
think,
is all
I think
over.
You're right. It's the U.S. gymnastics tie to it probably well, is and what.
Yeah, Strauss killed himself like 15 years ago. Long time so ago. He's not, nobody will really recognize him, but. He did this to, I mean, hundreds, yep. if not thousands of athletes.
And again, I don't know as in depth about this one, but I guarantee when this, you know, when this is all said and done, we find out the same thing that a ton of people from administrators to coaches to athletes to parents that they knew about it. And no one ever wants to confront this stuff. It baffles me. It makes me wonder because like it, and maybe I'm just being a hypocrite. Maybe if this happened in my real life, I'd be like, oh, I don't know why I didn't do anything. But it's so easy when you watch these things to be like, my God, anybody, any one of 20 people could have put a stop to this at any given time. And no one ever does. I remember when I was watching the Athlete X thing, that Larry Nassar guy, there were athletes and parents reporting that guy for a decade plus. Like everyone knew about it. And still, it's just time and time again, they're allowed to continue to do it. And I just feel like everyone's afraid to flip over the rock because they don't want to deal with it. And then eventually it gets so bad that everything gets blown up and they have to deal with it. That's the one thing about sports that has to change. We have got to get over this mentality of the program comes before anything and everything.
Apparently at Ohio State, this is the last thing and we'll move on, but Ohio State knew about it because of all the complaints about this guy, Richard Strauss.
Yeah.
Who routinely would see athletes, mostly the male ones, he would have prolonged exams, you know
sure.
what I mean?
We
yeah, and so they knew about it way back in 1979, they knew of this, and it wasn't until 1996 that something was done, and yet they never notified law enforcement. And he was allowed to retire voluntarily in 1998.
Yeah. Just quietly go away and we won't make this an issue.
Crazy. So that anyway, that's coming out. I don't know. It doesn't say when it's coming out, but they're working on it.
And same thing with Sandusky, right? They knew Sandusky back into the 70s. They knew Larry Nassar back into the I think it was the early 90s. And again, whenever you watch that, you just go back and you're like, it could have been stopped right when it got started because these things are really hard to keep quiet, right? There's always someone that raises their hand that is like, excuse me, this is inappropriate. But the more, and that's the other thing that I've watched so many of these, as more excuses get made and more people become disillusioned that their complaints are falling on deaf ears, the abuser becomes more emboldened because he's getting away with it. And that more people don't want to come forward because they've seen others come forward and had nothing happen. Like I even heard that like in the Michigan State one, parents were like, well, I saw this girl's parents come forward and literally nothing happened. Yeah. And they were ostracized and I didn't want to do that to my daughter. So we just shut up and go along with it.
All right. On the docuseries tip, I watched a good one last night. I want to see if you've seen it.
What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you next.
All right. I like it.
On the Fan.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. In the news is coming up next. Would you like free golf for life?
Yes.
I would too.
Wait, that depends on where it's at.
That's true.
Like if you got free golf, but it was like in Australia, what would you know?
Move to Australia.
I don't think that's worth moving to Australia.
I do.
It's quite expensive there, and I'm not certain your unique brand of wacky radio would work.
Well, it's a good thing my wife has a good job.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
then I'm riding that gravy train for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. Ship her to Australia with you, and then there you go. You can be a sugar daddy. Well, I guess she'd be your sugar mama.
So was I saying? Oh, yeah, that story. And would you like to eat like a trailblazer? And I mean trailblazer as in Portland trailblazer.
Depends on which one. Isn't Lillard vegan now?
Don't know.
Pound sand. No, I think he went vegan, and I have the idea of being vegan is appealing because, you know, animals go animals, but yeah, I like beef.
So I watched this docuseries last night that was one that was recommended by listeners because every once in a while we selfishly use the show to find new shows to watch or Absolutely. New things to watch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, during COVID, there's been a lot of, well, what do we watch now?
Mm, that's how Tiger King became a thing.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, without COVID, none of us watch Tiger King.
I kind of regret watching Tiger
King. A little bit, right? Kind of feels like that one gal at the end of a bar, you know, it's kind of late night and you're like, everyone's doing it. All right, let's go. And then
why did I submit myself to that?
And then the night afterwards, you feel kind of shame. Maybe something itches. It's not good.
There is some shame there.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it
entertained. That was a hard time.
Again,
we were going through a lot.
The gal at the end of the bar certainly is the distraction. She can be fun, but it doesn't mean it's a good choice.
So this one was recommended by the listeners, and it was an excellent recommend. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's the docuseries called True Crime, or maybe it's called Crime Scene, and it's on the Cecil Hotel
yes.
in Los Angeles.
Yes, I have seen it. It's four parts, and it culminates in the Asian lady, who I forget her name, but that goes missing, and then she ends up in the water tower on the top of it. But it talks about the history of the hotel. Michael liked it because it's all about the spooky and evil spirits.
Mike, did you watch this one yet?
No, I haven't heard of it until you just mentioned it.
Okay, it's called
Bad Juju.
It's called Crime Scene, The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah.
And
I feel like I've heard of this as a haunted place.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know if it's haunted, but it certainly Esco's down there for sure.
Yeah, they
it's right on Skid Row there.
Yeah, they talk about it. It's got a long history, and it's the documentary just deals with the fact that there's stuff that happens there.
There's a bad energy there.
Yeah,
or something.
Bad energy, and then the video of this gal, the one that it's centered around that goes missing. It's pretty.
Her name is Elisa Lamb.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, is this the girl who got into the yes. elevator all weird?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she's looking and
it's fascinating.
Yes. Okay.
This and the best thing, and we won't spoil it for you.
What is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. It's like the number two I found. It was like the second or third thing trending, and I was like, oh, I remember that. And but yeah, I think there's
four parts. It's 50 minutes each. Yeah. It's an easy watch.
I remember seeing that video of her in the elevator and just being like, what on earth?
Oh, dude, it's
happening?
Crazy. And we won't spoil it, but the thing about this docuseries that I really like, even though they kind of lead you along, which is you kind of want to, I don't know, the way they present it makes it sound more mysterious than it ends up being.
Yes.
All we can say is the thing I like about it is that you do find out what happened
yeah.
because it is a 100% wild mystery, but at the end it all comes together. Now that is a good sort of crescendo.
Sure.
It finishes and they button it up because I hate the ones that they leave open. It's like, well, it's a mystery.
We don't know what really happened. You're like, what? Why did I just commit 4 hours to this?
But really, really, really interesting. I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
Yes.
Last night.
That was a good one. I concur. There's a reason why it's trending because there's nothing more disappointing than when you see something trending like top five and you watch it. You're like, what? Like, why is this? This sucks.
And do we think the hotel general manager who is interviewed in the movie, do we think she is of right of mind?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
That lady is.
If you're probably running a building like that that has a history, you can't be right of mind, right?
Well, but okay, you need to watch it because you're right. You initially, that's initially what you think. You're like, oh my God, here's the GM. She's going to be a whack job.
Yeah.
She presents herself quite professionally, but yet behind all of that, you see, and she said, you know, she says a lot of stuff that's like, okay, that in defense of the hotel, this is what they're trying to do. This is their location is in a terrible location.
It is like there's,
and they talk about all that.
Yeah. Like anything and everything that you want that you could buy or steal or just get, it's available there right outside of the hotel.
And they also couldn't get around, the permanent guests that were there. Low income, you know,
yes.
type. So they were trying to do right with the hotel. They just couldn't because of where it was located and some laws. So they had to do the best they could. And she does exemplify that. However, she also comes across as bat ass out to lunch.
Bingo.
So it's really interesting. She's really interesting to me.
That's why I'm saying they don't necessarily go down the supernatural, but there is a real, they paint it out to be that it's just, like anything that goes down to the Cecil, no one's surprised by anything, right? You're just like, that's par for the course.
My big guilty pleasure show is Ghost Adventures, which I've talked about before. I just looked. They did an episode there.
Oh,
I can go watch that one too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen it or not.
So. Cool.
What's that? What is that lady's name? Because, and that was the other thing is that's
what, the GM?
Yeah, that's a wig, right? I couldn't take my eyes off her weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
She had like that weird blonde, like Lego hair. She's very, I don't know. She's just,
she's an interesting
character.
She's
in it. She's interesting.
You know what else I love
but
in there?
It made for good television because she was a character.
The retired detective.
Yeah.
Loved that guy.
Yeah. He was great.
He was money.
Yeah.
The retired LA detective. You know, that guy's got some stories.
Oh, 100%. But the,
super cool watch. Okay. It's called, the Cecil Hotel. It's on Netflix. About the disappearance of a girl, and it's really good.
Yeah, the crazy manager at one point, she says, I believe in ghosts, but I don't think they run the hotel. It's like something like that. She's got the, yeah, they're here, but, you know.
I run the hotel.
I run it.
Not them.
I'm in charge of the ghosts.
I am the captain now.
All right, coming up next, it is, oh, look at that. We're at In the News already.
Oh, there we go.
This show is just a flying by, guys. It's crazy. What? You don't think it is?
I just liked the drop. It was well placed. It was well placed.
It is flying by, but I wanted to make you uncomfortable.
Great show. Do you want to eat like a trailblazer? Because you can.
I don't know.
And would you like free golf for life? Because you can get that too.
And by the way, the people are right. If it wasn't in Australia, the snakes would kill you. There's no way you could handle it.
Okay.
No way you could live in Australia. You would bolt after a week after your first snake encounter.
In the news next, here's Mike.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Joe Harrington's going to join us for his weekly Friday visit. That'll be in about an hour, 5:30. Make sure you tune in, damn it, or stay tuned. That's what I should say. We are playing some of our drop dead best tennis right now. You've caught us right in the middle of a heater.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, you know,
the serve and the serve and volley game right now. It's really on point.
Yeah. We're playing well. We're like Tony Finau.
Wayne, look,
maybe one of these days we'll win.
I was going to say, I don't know. Well, we are Tony Finau, but that just means in the 5:30, 6 o'clock hour, things will terribly fall apart.
Yeah.
And we will choke this thing away. And if we do play tennis, that's you and Mike. I will be your coach.
It is February 26, 2021. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello.
We are here having the time of our lives.
It is National Pistachio Day.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I do love a good pistachio. Except why?
But boy, are they too expensive.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Why are shelled pistachios? Why are they $8 million? And then if you get them that are unshelled, those are $17 million. My God. It's ridiculous.
Also, pistachio ice cream. Yum.
If you want to go a step further than that, the flavored pistachios get like the sweet chili.
Pistachios.
You got this. Let's go.
I got it.
Souk.
Pistachios.
Yes.
They are wonderful because you suck on the shells and it's got that the little spice coating on them. They are so damn addictive.
Golf. It is also National Personal Chef Day.
Okay.
So. 1% of the population, yeah, or
shout
less.
Shout out to my personal chef.
That. Dude, can I just, like, exactly. Like, if you want to know you're rich, right there. Like, there's varying forms of wealth. Like, Mike was a rich, spoiled brat. You didn't have a personal chef, though, right?
Personal chef? What?
Chef.
What?
Did you have a personal chef?
Golf.
Did you have Jared Goff? I think there are some people who are going to look at this and scoff.
What is happening? My brain is exploding.
That's a different level of wealth.
Hey, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
No.
What?
First of all, I did not grow up rich. Second of all, no, I did not have a personal chef.
Mike takes offense to your rich commentary, which is how you know you grew up rich.
Exactly. Private school boy. It's all right, you were the poorest kid.
Yeah, but he was the poorest kid.
I was the poorest kid in my private school. Come on.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, on the private chef note,
yeah,
I have a story pertaining to that, and it's a local story.
All right.
So did you know that when the Trailblazers are on the road... I like that text. I have a personal chef. He works at Wendy's. I like that. When the Trailblazers are away.
My son works at Taco Bell. Could he be construed then? Like, if he brings me home a chalupa, would that be my personal chef?
Well, I mean, I guess you could say that's true. Yeah. You could say my wife is my personal chef. I don't cook. So when she cooks, I just eat the scraps.
Exactly, right?
You know,
and she's making it specifically for you?
No, she's making it for her. I just eat whatever she makes. Because she's keto.
Yeah.
So I eat the keto, which is not bad.
Is that why you're such an Adonis?
Well, that's probably part of it.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, genetics.
I mean, that's a multifaceted operation I have going on over here.
I understand.
You don't just...
The vigorous exercise.
You just wake up.
The stretching routines.
Look like this.
Yeah.
When the Blazers are away, their private chefs are making the players' favorite dishes available to you.
Oh. Please do tell more. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Chefs Kenny James he's the man who feeds Damian Lillard and Rodney Hood.
Okay.
And then Kiera Killa Hardy, she is the former private chef for Hassan Whiteside, who's a former Trailblazer. They are offering athlete-grade grub to regular folks when the team is on the road.
I'm not sure what that means, but all right.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I'm waiting.
That's why we're doing the story.
I'm waiting.
So they cook for the players when they're in town, but when they're not,
for nobody.
Yeah, basically. It's like, although I don't know. I bet you Lillard chef cooks for the family. He's got three kids now.
Probably. You
know? Probably cooking up some scramby.
Yeah. A little something.
Some eggy and cheesy scramby.
Making some chicken tendies.
Really testing his skills.
Yeah, really. I'm sure that's, if you're a private chef, I'm sure that's like the ultimate gig, is to get an athlete or a celebrity like that. You can probably charge them like through the roof.
So they're never really off duty, but when the players are on the road, they have nights off. And that's what prompted them to start something called the Away Game Dinner Series. And this happened all throughout February. They got together and offered Blazer fans. And they say, like, Blazer fans are crazy. Like, they want what the players eat.
So the players are, the fans are so enamored with the players that they want to eat.
Yes.
Like Damian Lillard.
Yeah, because these chefs are like, oh my God, this is taking off. Like, these people are going crazy. This guy, Hardy, says these Blazer fans, or is that the woman? Hardy, yeah. Killa Hardy is a woman. She says Blazer fans are insane. They are absolutely in love with their players, and sometimes that means they become starstruck by us and what we do. Huh. So for fans who fall into this bucket and who simply need a good meal when they watch basketball, the Away Game Dinner Series is a dream come true. They collaborate to create one entree per away game, which they reveal on their Instagram pages the day before. And for $25 per entree, the high-protein NBA dining experience will be yours.
That's not bad.
Simply,
20, 25 bucks?
All you have to do is DM and Venmo Hardy to hold your spot and pick up. You pick the stuff up from Capital Bar on Northeast Broadway an hour ahead of tip the next day. That's a great idea.
Sure. For the people that came up with that, I guarantee that's a nice way to, I don't know, to fill the gaps, right? While the players are on the road.
Would you like cedar planked salmon atop shrimp Alfredo?
Is that any better than the Domino's pizza in Rainier that I'll be having tonight?
Well, it's better for you.
Is it better though? I got my guy Pat delivering a double cheese and sausage for me, and I got the Rainier on ice ready to go. Let's do this, Blazers. Away game.
They had a Cajun jambalaya pasta recently.
That's tasty.
They are both trained chefs. James is Lillard's cousin, so when Lillard's success on the court coincided with James' graduation from French culinary training, he hired him. So yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah, because I think Lillard is a vegetarian now, so you're probably not getting the cedar plank salmon. And while I will say that,
do you know who Hardy cooked for originally?
I do not.
She got her start in Florida. She was the private chef for Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
And now she's for Hassan Whiteside, or was.
That's an interesting jump.
I'll say this will literally never happen, but man, would I love to have a private chef.
Yes.
Just to be able to say, like, hey, like, what are you feeling making me tonight? Make it great, you know? Yeah. Or you can just be specific and ask for something.
Well, and the thing is, like, for athletes like this, as I saw, like, when I was in the NFL, the high-profile guys all had, they brought in their own food. And it makes such a difference. Like, and the people that are in really good shape, like the fitness athletes or the people that are Instagram models, male and female, all that stuff is regimented out, and they have really, really delicious food, and it's healthy for you, and it's all proportioned out. So if you want to know how you look, like you see some guy or gal on Instagram, you're like, my God, how do you get like that? First off, steroids. Second, have a private chef that makes you customized meal plans that you never have to cook.
And third, Photoshop.
Yeah, there you go.
So we do have a game tonight. So they're saying for March, the series depends on demand. If there's enough demand for it, they'll do it again in March. But right now they only did it for February, so I'm a little late to this party. But just in case you're wondering, Kenny James is his name. You go to Instagram and DM him there with your name, phone number, and number of entrees the night before each away game. Mm. So I haven't looked at the Blazers schedule. Do they have another February away game tomorrow night or Sunday night?
I don't think they do, but I will look for you.
I think this is the end of the road.
Yeah, I think this is it.
Is this it? Yeah. So anyway, maybe they'll do it for March, but keep an eye out for that.
That's a cool thing, though.
I think it's kind of neat. It's called the Away Game Series.
Yeah, their next game is Monday, okay. March 1st.
Well, maybe they'll do it in March.
Yeah.
DM them and find out.
Sure.
All right, do you want free golf for life? Next on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, got some local news here. What you've come to expect.
You're damn right I do.
From in the news.
I get all my news from you now.
In Portland, they will now contact you. Talking about vaccination scheduling.
Yeah.
In the Portland metro area, the sign-up process is changing. Again.
What? I can't believe it's changing.
Yeah. During a briefing with Shutdown Brown today and the OHJ guy, Oregon mm-hmm. Health Authority dude, they've just... A lot of the olds are having a hard time securing their appointments to get their vaccine.
Yeah.
So they are now going to schedule them and then contact the olds. That's how they're going to flip the script on that.
Because I'm sure that's going to go smooth like a Swiss watch. Aren't they now approving if you're 45 with underlying conditions now? Isn't that the next wave of people?
That's the next wave.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, 45, but you have to have underlying conditions. So you got to have diabetes or, you know, whatever.
They are now claiming that all Oregonians will be eligible for the vaccine by July 1st.
Nice. I did see that 22-0 was the vote from the FDA. They approved the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah, that's huge.
So that should be coming. And again, with one dose, it's nice. There's a lot of these national stories now saying that it's not that far off here. And like you said, July 1st, they say, and everyone will be eligible that, you know, here just in a couple months, anyone that wants one, which I'm sure there'll be plenty of people that won't, but anyone that wants one is going to be teed up here.
Yeah, so... Brown said basically eligibility timeline is all based on how many vaccines that they get.
Yeah.
And right now they're still, I mean, I think there's a bunch coming in next week. So it should ramp up. Also, restaurants and gyms in Washington and Clackamas County can now move up to 50% capacity.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Not Multnomah, but Washington and Clackamas.
Inslee and Washington put the pause. We're all on phase two. There will be no moving forward.
No phase.
Well, yeah.
2A or?
Well, it's 3. So it's just some people were like, we've been on phase 2 for a while, restaurants and dining and all that. And people were like, well, are we coming out and, you know, are we going to continue to bump this up? And he put the brakes on it and said, we're pausing.
Yeah.
Staying static.
Free golf for life. There's a new Oregon golf course that is down. It's the designer is Dan Hickson, who did Wine Valley and Sylvie's Valley Ranch. Sylvie's Valley, I think, is where they have the goats as
The caddies.
Caddies.
Yeah. Which I want to get out there and play simply because, well, golf is great and so are goats. Combines two of my loves.
Now I do have some sources that have played down there and had the goats as caddies. That is a very overrated gimmick. Like, the goats kind of have a mind of their own and
that's the best.
Don't really care that you need a sand wedge.
That's the best part. I want to play around and you're like, hey, like you're trying to hit a wedge and the goat's off like on the other fairway. I think that's fantastic.
So Mr. Hickson's latest creation is a golf course that's under construction and it is growing in on a mined out sand and gravel operation, which is right along the Umpqua River. It is in Roseburg. It's just off of I-5.
Okay, so I'll never go to it, but all right.
It is not far from where you turn off to head to Bandon, okay?
Yeah.
And they'll have 10 holes opening this summer and then the rest next year. They want you to name the course. And if you name the course, if they choose your name, you get free golf there for life.
That's pretty cool. Again, I will never drive there to play golf unless I'm on my way to Bandon, but I'll submit a little name there. You got to do some research into it and find the area.
So the best way to tell you about this is go to @nameourcourse on the social medias. That's Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. Name our course.
@nameourcourse. And once there, you can see how you can enter. You have to enter by midnight our time, March 1st.
Yeah, the tag is Course With No Name.
So that's Monday. Yeah, Course With No Name is a great name for the course.
Yes.
Quite honestly, I think. But anyway, you only have a couple more days. So if you get in on this, they'll give you, and they choose your name, you can get free golf down there for life. It looks like a pretty cool course.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They've got like artist sketches, like rough sketches of it. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Do you think someone will submit Coursey McCourse Face?
I hope so. I don't know if it'll look anything like the Drurings, if you will, but it definitely has a Bandon-esque feel about it.
Well, built on sand and grass. I mean, that's like Chambers Bay.
Chambers Bay is an old gravel pit,
and
right?
And that's really nice because in the winter when it rains a lot,
yeah, great drainage.
It's just nice to hit off of sand that's underneath there.
By the way, someone is saying, Bandon's bitch. Come on.
Oh, come on.
It's ridiculous.
What a terrible name.
I like the course with no name.
What about golf course? Like Jared Goff?
Jared Goff. This is a good point going back to your vaccine real quick. Dickert is in. He goes, just imagine the scam calls that these olds are going to get for the...
Oh, no.
You know, honestly, that...
You're right.
Yeah. If that list gets out and gets into the wrong hands,
God, no kidding.
Or someone just starts robocalling and they're like, hey, show up here and all you need is $200 and there's a new one dose vaccine. So just bring your cat. I can
no,
totally.
It's give me your credit card number right now and I'll get you all locked up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'll reserve your spot.
Okay.
I can 100% see this and I hope that in a week's time we're not doing a story about, you know, the olds getting defrauded.
Okay. Well, that's all we have time for on In the News tonight, okay?
Okay.
There's your In the News. So free golf for life. Check it out. Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. We have the front runners to land J.J. Watt.
Yes.
According to one NFL scribe.
That's all that matters is someone throwing out their hot opinions.
That's right. Who cares? But this guy's pretty credible.
Why did it get so loud?
I don't know. I think that's Mike messing around in there.
Going into crescendo here.
Mike's playing DJ.
We're ending it with some flair. Dun, dun, dun.
So Hot 5 next on The Fan.